show, podcasting from Chicago. You can tune in live or subscribe. Here we go, it's a private radio.
Oh, man! I heard a dog barking. It screwed up the intro. Was that you, Jamil?
It was me. I'm sorry. I smelled something.
Come on. Well, you know what? We're going to keep that in there anyways, so people know that this is a live show. This is a live show, so anything can happen during a live show. I am your host of this thing that we're doing right now. This is the Rye Bread Radio Show. I'm your host, Akeem. Joining me, of course, we have Jamil Amar. He is the puppet maker. He's my puppet maker, and I am the puppet master, so together we make puppetry. And I want to thank you for being here, Jamil. How are you, man?
I am wonderful. Thanks for having me.
Dude, of course. Of course, man. I had to have you on this of the day of my daughter's wedding. It's from Godfather, I think, right? Three?
That's right. I've been rehearsing what I've been telling you, or what I'm going to tell you right now. I've been rehearsing it for a long time. It's an honor to be here at your daughter's funeral.
Oh, I said wedding. Why would you that? Oh, is that one and the same? If it were.
Yes. Happy Halloween.
But thank you guys, and I want to thank you guys that are currently tuning in right now in the chat room. We want to talk to you guys. I'm doing this for you guys. I'm pretty much came out of retirement because of this. There's some big news that's been circulating across the internet, Jamil. I don't know if you heard about this, but so as you know, Jamil, and as everyone that's listening to this knows, I work for Geek and Sundry. Geek and Sundry Vlogs is a channel that I began working for. When was this? Was this August? This was August, right? Back in August, I started working for the Geek and Sundry Vlogs channel, and it's been announced. Was it yesterday? January 2nd? Yes, yesterday, January 1st, the first day of the year. First day. There was an echo effect there, Jamil. You didn't hear it.
I did not hear that.
That's why you're looking confused. Why did he pause?
I have no idea.
So the first day of the year, it was announced that I, Akeem A. Lewanson, all right, the A, my middle name stands for Akeem. Yes, I have parents that do that. They named me. I like that name so much.
Al.
I named you twice. Yeah, they did. Al after the Quantum Leap character.
Actually, no, more like Al Bundy with the extended A.
Al. Oh, I like my reference because it was more sci-fi. Yes, but anyways, so like I was saying, it was announced yesterday that I, Akeem A. Lewanson, will have my own show on Geek and Sundry, the main channel. I got to clap up for that, right? I'm clapping for myself.
That was phenomenal.
That was the saddest clap ever. I was the only one clapping.
Saddest clap to the best news ever.
Yes, yes. It's big news to me. I don't know how I managed to trick them into thinking I'm talented.
It was the puppets.
It had to be the puppets, man. Thank you, Jamil. Those puppets, seriously, those puppets are just amazing. I'm glad I stumbled across you when I did, because you know, it's so to let everyone know. So Jamil, he's the guy behind these puppet bunnies that you see circulating throughout my videos every once and again. He's the guy who has some weird obsession with puppets, with bunnies that we have yet to explore. And I found a kinship in this man who's a Canadian. He's a man
That's
who's
right.
Canadian.
Hey,
you know,
how you doing? Hey,
so Jamil, I gotta ask you, man, why the obsession with not even just bunnies? Because if you check him out at you don't have a website, damn it, but still,
I got a website.
Oh, you do? AdorablySurly.com?
.com.
Sweet. Well, I want you guys to go to AdorablySurly.com. Check out all of his puppet stuff. This guy is amazing. He has bears, sheep, albino rabbits that he does.
Now, if you go to the Facebook, though, look up Adorably Surly on Facebook. You'll see much more there.
My site
is so bad, I do not update it ever. This is the worst promo for myself ever. To follow up, your best promo ever, by the way.
You're obsessed, I guess you could say, with with animals in general and making puppets of animals for some strange reason.
That is right. I'm not obsessed. That's like that's the wrong word to throw at me here. Okay, I've got a fascination.
Okay,
a fascination with that. So one of the things is one of the characters I made was a bunny. I do some I guess collaborative artwork with an artist based out of Singapore now, but he's from South Africa, and his main theme is bunnies. And so he has this whole thing, and I made him a bunny once. And I was like, dude, I'm making you a present. I'm going to make you a gift just for being a buddy of mine. And I built him one of the first scummy rabbits. I built him the first scummy rabbit, actually. And I shipped it out to Singapore, and he's the happiest man ever. And he sent me back a very generous donation.
Ooh.
For that present. He's like, dude, you're not giving this to me for free. I'm going to give you some cash. And he did.
Very nice. So if people are wondering, so Scummy Rabbit is the black rabbit, the black angry rabbit that you guys see, in all my videos. So the black rabbit is Scummy Rabbit, but I've named him Bosco Bunny. But he's a scummy. I guess what do you call it? Genealogy? Is that the right?
Yeah, like his species.
Yeah.
I guess a genealogy. Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
He's like, so I was like, hi, I'm Bosco Bunny, and I'm a scummy rabbit.
And he's related to my character that I perform with, named Scummy Rabbit, who's got a bit of different voice sound than yours. But
I can't do that. I tried to emulate that. I can't emulate that particular voice. I can't do I mean, it sounds like...
Coming from the man who can do every freaking character voice on Earth, you can't do Scummy freaking Rabbit.
No. Okay, so I'll tell you right now what that sounds like to me. That sounds like... It sounds like Stan Lee if he sucked up helium. And I can do a Stan Lee, but I need to be on... I need to, like, suck up some helium in order to do that voice. Greetings, all true right. believers. I'm Stan Lee. So I guess I can. Holy
You can. You just did it.
I guess I could. Okay. All
right. You just got to fluctuate a bit, right? You got to fluctuate with the highs and lows. And
totally. And there you go. You got Scummy Rabbit. Whenever you want to accentuate anything, you do the high-pitched noise, and then you go to deep to finish you off the sentence.
See, that's Stan. That's exactly how I do Stan Lee. Yes, I do. I do it exactly like that.
So all you have to do is take an elastic band, rub it around your testicles, wrap it around there, and then talk like Stan Lee. And there you go.
I think rubbing would create a different effect. But yeah, okay. Well, I did not. Well, yeah, that's a brilliant voice. When I first heard you do it, I was like, I got to emulate that, but I can't. But I guess I'm going to have to work on that now that I know I can possibly do it. I could possibly do that voice.
Akeem, you are capable. I believe in you.
Handy capable.
Now, wait a minute. Now, speaking of character voices, though, okay?
Yeah.
I know we're veering off the topic here because of our ADD generation. We just go everywhere with everything.
Absolutely.
But now, Solus. Well, Solus. I annoy Solus all the time with my Duke Nukem. I do my Duke Nukem. I go on there and I call myself Nuke Dukem. That's right. No. You make my head hurt.
You know, not too many people are going to get that reference. I'll tell you that right now.
What, the Duke Nukem one?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's a lot of... So Duke Nukem he stopped being relevant after his last game in, 2011 or 10?
That's not that long. Dude, that's like 2 or 3 years ago.
Dude, that's a long time ago, man. That's like, that might as well be a galaxy far, far away. What are you talking about?
I guess in this age of memes and all that stuff.
Yes, I mean, come on. And not only that, but that game was a flip-flop.
Yes, it kind of was. But it's a huge cultural icon for gamers in the first-person perspective.
I don't know.
That's right. Like, I'm here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum. He made that one big, man.
Yeah, but the thing is, Pac-Man is more popular than Duke Nukem, okay? And I'm not gonna...
Okay.
Let's not argue this point, all right? Let's just say that in a fisticuff, in a fight, in a ring, for Rocky Balboa, Pac-Man would eat the crap out of Duke Nukem. Well, I mean,
you
beat.
Would munch him up for sure.
I meant beat. I meant beat. I dropped the B off there. I meant beat. I didn't mean eat. But he could do both. He could beat and eat him. After he beats him, he's like, oh, nom, 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 yummy. So that's what's going to happen if they ever go up against each other. Because Duke Nukem, he's a great guy. He was an icon for 3 years back in the 90s. 3 years, I think. I don't remember when the first game came out. Does anyone want to weigh in on this? On this Duke Nukem Nuke Fest? I don't know what...
To be honest, I'm not even a fan. I just was playing the game one day, and I was like, oh, shit. Just like in that voice, and someone was like, oh my god, you sound just like Duke Nukem.
And they freaked out?
Sound in Team Fortress 2, yeah.
That voice. I like that voice. That voice. It's a great voice, and Duke Nukem has a great voice, but the thing is, he wasn't such a great character.
No, he wasn't really that iconic. No. And they'd still be making games about him right now if he was as iconic as like Mario, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry to say that. You know, I mean, I cared about him briefly when I was a kid in the 90s, but then I stopped caring about him after I bought my first red tank top. Because the only reason I cared about him was because I was like, wow, Ma, they make red tank tops? Can I have... This is a true story.
Not like, this is a great first-person shooter game with excellent vocals and stuff and, like, voice acting.
Yeah, that was my reference point. And so as soon as my mom came home, she surprised me with a red tanky. And I was like, Ma!
What am I going to do with this thing?
Thank you very much. And then I wore it, and I was like, you know what? Duke, he lost all relevance after that point, after I got my first red tanky. Only had one. I don't know why I'm saying first. I that was the one and only red tanky I've ever had. So, yeah, that's my Duke Nukem story. I know it's kind of lame compared to other people's Duke Nukem story. Like, people are like, oh, yeah, that's where I got my first headshot. And here I am talking about red tank tops that Duke Nukem wore and how he inspired me to wear a red tanky. By the way, I got beat up so many times on the playground because of that red tanky. Kids would like see a glimpse of it as I'm going up the ladder. And like, hey man, Akeem's wearing a red bra. I'm like, no, it's a red tanky.
Forget about the pink thong that's showing in his plumber crack. He's wearing a red tank top. So yeah, what's wrong with this kid?
That was cause for a lot of pummeling on me. By dwarves. They weren't even kids my age. They were actual little men that clearly could fight better than I can, but people thought they were little boys like me with full-blown mustaches. I don't know. You know what? We got to bring some other people into this, Jamil. It's not just about us riffing on Duke Nukem and puppets.
What?
You know, there are other people that I need to serve. This is the reason why I'm doing this. You know, I reached well over 1,000 subscribers recently on the YouTube. On the YouTube, so I wanted to do like a live podcast for all those people out there, you know, that you know, kind of like me, I guess, or like my videos. I don't know.
So you know what you need to do, Akeem?
What?
You need to make like Captain Jean-Luc Picard and engage, number one.
Oh, yes, of course. I will do that now. Here we go. All right.
Engage. So, engage your audience, number one.
We are here. So we have Jessie. And glasses, she wants to Skype in. Is that a good Picard? Should I work on it?
You need to work on that, my man. I need to work on it, too. I'm not saying I'm anything special. But
I think I sound like him from American Dad.
Oh, from Dune trying to yell in a sandstorm.
Promotion! You get a promotion. Okay, so Jessie wants to Skype in. Jessie, she's Egg Glasses in the chat room. She's a great girl. She's a huge fan of everything Geek and Sundry does, and we love her for that. Okay, so I guess I will just, she's got her tea. I'm going to add her to the call, Jamil, okay?
Wonderful.
All right, here we
go. And she's also from Toronto, where I'm located right now.
Was that on purpose?
I don't know. Did you set this up? You set this up, Akeem. You just did that.
All right. So I guess I'm calling her. We'll see how this works here. Let's see. All right. So, wait a minute. Okay. Jesse, how's it going?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, we can hear you.
I'm just fiddling with the video on my end.
Okay. Hey, Jamil, are you still there?
I'm here, baby.
I don't see it. Oh, okay. So it's working like that Google Plus thing. It's working like
Success.
Google Plus where... But how do I make the screen bigger? So people are, they just see like a little, pretty much it looks like I'm talking to a small little square if you're watching the live stream right now and you can't really see what's going on. I'm sorry, guys. I'm trying to get used to this whole Skype thing. I haven't done this in a long time. Now I see nothing. Now I'm talking to nothing right now.
What? I got to be premium to do group calls?
Wait a minute. Are you serious? That's what it's telling you? Well, no, but she's still there. Jesse's still here.
I'm here, but my video is not here.
Okay.
But I'm here.
All right, cool. All right. Well, how are you, Jesse? Don't worry about the video. We'll fix that. We'll fix that in post. I don't even know what that means.
I'm good. I'm good, but I'm frozen, which is why I made tea, because in Toronto right now, it's minus 30 degrees.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're both
exactly right.
You're both feeling the sting there in the weather, aren't you?
You got to bundle up exactly. Indoors tonight.
It's so cold.
That's why I'm wearing my Jedi cloak.
I wish I could see the faces that I'm talking to.
I know. This is so impersonal.
Isn't it? It's so weird. But Jesse, like I said, she's a fan of everything that Geek and Sundry does, and we love her for that. She also runs the Tumblr. Fuck yeah, Geek and Sundry. She runs the Tumblr. We're gonna have a link to it in the description, and it's a great Twitter, or no, it's not a Tumblr. It's a great Tumblr. I follow it, and I love the stuff you post. I don't know if you've posted anything recently though.
Not recently, because it's been exams and holidays and visiting my family in daily December. But now I should be posting more.
Yes, we want to see more of that stuff. We want to see more of it.
I feel bad. I want to post more soon.
So Jesse, do you have any questions for either myself or the puppet maker who you can't see right now, Jamil?
Why are you so awesome?
Jamil or me?
Which one of us?
Yeah.
Both of us.
Because my awesomeness is an extension of Jamil's awesome puppet making. And okay. So we feed off of each other. Because Jamil, this is what he told me. This is a true story unearthed on this show. So this is a Rye Bread exclusive.
I've told this guy a lot of things.
Yes.
So I'm just worried about what's going to come out of his mouth.
So I saw this wayward puppet months ago. I think it was months ago. I don't even remember what month. But it was months ago. I saw this black puppet. With just the weirdest looking, ugliest puppet I've ever seen. It was a bunny. And of course, I'm obsessed with bunnies. So I was like, oh man, that black bunny puppet needs some loving. At the same time, the same day, okay? This is a true story, guys. Same day, Jamil was about to hang up his puppet making hat.
Well, the puppet making business. I was living off this for a little while. And the puppet making business.
Yes. He was willing to get, he was like, you know what, man, this is so terrible. So I can't keep doing this. So I'm just going to have to, this is how he talks to himself.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That's a really good impersonation, by the way.
He's like, you know
what? Spot on.
I'm tired of making puppets here. No one seems to really care. So I'm just going to forget about it. Forget about it. And then he heard on his phone, he heard a cha-ching. This is what he told me. This is at that very same moment I was...
The same moment.
Yes, I was clicking purchase. So I purchased the puppet, and then he looked at his phone like, oh my goodness, someone just bought it. Someone bought my ugly black bunny puppet.
Now, to be fair with you, okay, I've got some $30 offerings on there. You know what I mean? So it could have been just like a $30 sock puppet that somebody wanted or like a $20 one. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. I did not know it was one of the ones that actually, you know...
It's worth a pretty penny.
Yeah, that took a little bit more time to make and a little bit more ingenuity and design to make, you know? Like, I didn't think it was one of those. And more money. Sure, money too, yeah.
And then, so this started a love affair where we were sending back Etsy notes to each other like, hey, how's it going? So I see you like making puppets. And then he was like, hey, I see you like puppets. Like, yes, I do. Yes, I do. And so we just kept going back and forth, sending letters back to each other.
And then we started sending penis pictures. Oh, shoot.
Those were bunny ears.
Okay, yes, bunny ear. Yes, we started sending bunny ear pictures to each other.
Yeah, we sent circumcised bunny ears to each other. You're terrible, Jamil. I would say a lot of what I do with the puppets has been an extension of his amazing puppet creations. You know, like the Jackalope puppet was an original, and he was kind of reluctant to even give me the puppet that I have, Jasper, with the eye patch, but I really wanted it so bad. He donated the puppet. He donated the uh-huh. Didn't you donate it or something? Like you donated it to some Easter foundation or something.
So no. What, to you?
No.
Wait.
Jasper Rabbit, you donated that puppet, the puppet with the eye patch, to someone else. And then I was like, I really want it because I have these creative thoughts that need to come out of my mind. And it'll only come out with puppets.
Out of your brains. So actually, no. What happened was I was working a show in Toronto called the One of a Kind Craft Show. This was back in the springtime. And their contest, the theme for their contest, and this is in Easter, by the way. So this is the spring show at Easter time, and it happened to fall upon Easter. And the theme for the contest was bunny rabbits. And I was like, no freaking way. What? Bunny rabbits? That's like my theme, man. That's like, that's what I do.
And so I don't know if that really answered your question, Jesse, why we're so awesome. I don't know if it kind of answered the question that was that you did not ask, which was what's the secret origin of me and Jamil and how we came to know each other, with him being all the way in Canada and me
that's
being
the answer you gave.
That's the question I heard, by the way, Jesse, when you said how are you so awesome, I heard that question. So
so it's like you're gonna ask him like, what's your favorite color? Can you be like pineapple?
It's the Canadian-American translation.
I'm sorry. We kind of just yammer on and on. Jesse, I'm sorry. This is your time.
No, I feel terrible. That's the point.
Jesse, you should hear our Skype conversation. We're having one right now.
Yeah, I think she can hear our Skype conversation, Jamil. Hello?
More than here. Just
But yeah, you have another question for us, maybe?
Let me think for a minute.
Okay, no problemo.
Hey, excuse me. Jesse, mm-hmm. You got to come to this thing prepared, okay? This is a professional radio program here.
There's nothing professional about this show. Do not worry, Jesse. He's just joking. The only professional thing about this show is that I have equipment. I'm the most unprofessional thing in this professional studio right now. It's like someone said. What's that?
I never been on the radio before. I know what I'm doing.
No, you do. Hey. You're doing what you need to do, which is talk. That's all you need to do. Talk.
I'm just busting your chops, Jesse. You know why?
No, I know. Wait, what?
Because you're from Toronto. That's why. You're like my sister, yo.
So I wanted to do a quick shout out. What time is it? Yeah, okay, so we're 50 minutes in. I wanted to do a quick shout out to some of the people that wanted to tune in, but can't because where they are, they're either in the UK or they're in Australia or they work in the morning. So I wanted to do just a quick shout out, not too many people here, to some people that have been very supportive on YouTube, and just they really keep this community vibrant every single time I read their comments. We have Joe Hill. Joe Hill's a great guy. I don't think he's able to tune in, is he? Blah, 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 blah. No. Joe Hill, he's a great guy. He's on the YouTube. We also have Casper Christofferson. He's from Australia. Or no, wait, where is he from? Let's see. He says he can't tune in because, you know, it's 2 a.m. where he is. Where is it 2 a.m.? Someone tell me.
Okay, Christofferson. Right, that sounds very Swedish.
5 hours ahead of us.
We talking like Nordic area here? Is that what we're doing?
I think so. I think so.
England?
Yeah, I think he's in the UK. I think so. Casper, is that where you are, buddy? Well, shout out to you, man. I wish you could be tuning in. We also have the Pandorat. What's with these names sometime, people? The Pandorad. The Pandora?
Pandorica.
The
Pandora effect.
The Pandora The Pandora DS9. That's how you say it. That's it.
Once you open that box, there's no going back.
Well, you can try. It'll just be hard. Just be a little bit difficult. And Jag519. Thank you guys. Oh, also Dejari as well.
You guys are awesome. Do you know what I'm going to commit Akeem to right now? All you people that he gave shout outs to? You're all going to receive free buttons.
Yeah. Oh, of course. That's right. If you guys want free buttons, like I said in the video, you guys are going to, if you guys want free buttons, let me know. I'm also going to do I'll do a handwritten letter, or it'll probably be a drawing or something of my face saying something to you guys. So if you guys want that, let me know. I also know how to draw. That's right. In case you guys didn't know that, if it wasn't for knowing talented people that did all these illustrations for me, I'd probably be doing them myself. So yeah, I'll do that. Yeah, I actually, there's a guy on. I think it might be Casper Christofferson. He said he'll even help me out if I wanted to ship like anything to the UK. Yeah, Casper says, you know, like the prices are pretty insane. So, you know what? I'll do it. You know, I got, you know, I know Oprah, you know, that has nothing to do with this, but, you know, I don't have Oprah money, but if you guys want a button, just let me know. And I'll definitely get that out to you guys. I have a bunch of buttons with my face on them, and I haven't been going to any conventions as of late. So I need to get rid of them somehow.
You know what? Actually, you know what? If you're listening right now, look under your chair, because you might just find some special buttons.
If you're sitting down in a chair right now, wherever you are, look underneath it. There's a button there. And then they hit it, and then they get ejected from whatever they're sitting in. It's like, wrong button.
Let's hope you have a parachute on that chair.
Yeah. Yeah, so actually, I want you guys to join in on this. So I have a comment here. From Johnny BBB45, and Johnny says, I'm gonna say this as if Johnny was speaking, so bear with me here. Oh man, that's awesome, but being from Australia would be so late. Anyway, you're awesome. If you haven't been to Australia, you should visit. This is not an Australian accent, by the way.
I was gonna say.
This is like so far off. I'm purposely off for this one. Don't worry.
You need to like get more Crocodile Hunter on that.
You'll find out why in a second. Visit it would be pretty cool. If you could do an Australian accent, that would be awesome. Most Americans do a bad one, is what he says. So he wants me to do an Australian accent. Now, I just tried. Well, no, I didn't.
Awful.
But I want you, Jesse. No, I don't want to put you on the spot just yet, Jesse. I don't know. Are you willing to be put on the spot?
Yes, 100%.
All right. I want you, in your best Canadian accent, to do an Australian accent.
Oh, no. Actually, this is really funny because earlier today I was in a hangout where I said, I can do a great Texan accent, but I cannot do a Canadian accent. But I guess my natural accent is Canadian, so I will just try to do Australian.
You know what? I will vouch for that, the Canadian accent part.
Out the boat in a boat. That's all I got.
You are as Canadian as it gets, baby. Ooh,
I'm from
Canadian
a really little town in southern Ontario. Mm-hmm. So
I was actually gonna say, because you sound like you are from a rural town in Ontario. I know how to spot these things. I've got I'm very culturally aware of the Canadians. Yes, that's right.
I hope so. You are there, aren't you?
Well, my mom is from Timmins, Ontario.
Oh, that's okay.
And that's like North Ontarian, where they kind of talk like this, you know? They kind of talk like when they're bouncing around and their mouths are just moving, and then the thing, and they like to drink a lot of beer, you know? So that's how they're talking in North Ontario.
They sound like Yogi Bear if he got hit over the head with a metal club.
They sound like a Montreal Yogi Bear, basically.
Hey, boo-boo, you want to go get a picnic basket?
Let's just go for a ride in my pickup truck, and we'll go do some donuts over in the field over there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Shout out to Blair as well. He's in the chat room right now. He just drove from Detroit. Yo, what up, Detroit? God. Detroit! And he's back in Canada now. He's Canadian B right now in the chat room.
Okay, so you see that word he brought up there, Scarborough? Scabra?
Uh-huh.
Scarborough?
That's where I'm from, homie.
Oh, yeah.
I was born and raised.
Oh, my gosh.
On the playground is where he spent most of his days.
Yeah. jamming all nights and relaxing on the bluffs.
Okay.
And smoking some weed with just a couple puffs.
Nice. Look at you, man. You are 8 Mile over there with your little hoodie on. Right now, Jamil's wearing a Chewbacca hoodie. I'm sorry. Look, I just got my Chewbacca onesie. That's why I said that. You're wearing a Jedi cape, or what do they call those things? Robe. That's it.
Or a gi. I think technically it's a gi, but I could be wrong.
Gi. Gi likey.
Ah. But okay.
The Jedi robe is called the gi? Is that what they're calling it?
I don't know. I saw that on Space Janitors, so it might not be right.
It's not true. A gi is actually your karate outfit.
Yeah, but
George Lucas in an interview, he said, you know, it's based on the geese, and yeah, you know, it's based on the geese. So and then he like fell over.
But George Lucas, he also thought Jar Jar Binks was a good idea. So I don't know, man.
Well, Jar Jar Binks was a great idea. Cut it out, okay, Jamil? Don't be one of those people. All right.
That's a muscle Jedi.
Thank you.
That's a muscle Jedi.
He was Gollum before Gollum was Gollum. Okay.
It's totally true.
That's a muscle.
Jeez.
That's why he's like he's like the complacent slave. Yes, a muscle.
So now you remember earlier, Jamil, we talked about that Rocky ring where we put Pac-Man and Duke Nukem in.
Yeah.
All right. Now let's put Gollum and my good friend Jar Jar Binks in this same ring. Who do you think?
So am I going to be doing both of these characters?
Is that what you're saying? No. You want to act it out? Is that what you want to do?
Is this what's going to happen? So I'm going to be like, this is like one of those wrestling things. You know when the wrestlers get in the ring and they're like taunting each other?
That's a Smeagol. You're such a badass motherfucker. I'm going to get in there, and I'm going to embarrass you like in episode one. Yes, Precious, that's right. You're a stupid, fat gungan.
That was awesome.
That was beautiful. See, this is why he's so awesome, and this is why he's my puppet maker. Because
back to your first question, Jesse.
that answers your first question. So me and Jamil, so this is pretty much what me and Jamil do when we're just Skyping with each other. We just do impressions of stuff. We put characters in interesting situations and then we try to act it out, which is why some of my videos, some of them just come out weird or they just seem weird, like that whole Kermit the Frog singing a Miley Cyrus
that
song.
That's the best thing you've ever done. It was my favorite thing. I don't know why.
Really? You like that?
I loved it. I thought it was awesome and very accurate.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Jesse.
What?
So what's the small town from Southern Ontario that you're from?
It's called Listowel. It's spelled L-I-S towel.
Never heard of it.
Okay. Well, Jesse, I want to thank you for being on the show. You are amazing and keep being amazing.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm sorry I didn't have any prepared questions.
No, don't even worry about it. This is going to be one of many that we'll hopefully do monthly if this is a hit. If this is a hit.
It will be, 100%.
And Jesse, I was just busting your chops about the prepared questions, man. You're awesome.
It's okay. I understand. Thanks, guys.
All right, Jesse, take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
See if we can get Blair on the Skype now. We're gonna add him right now. Let's see. I think he's fixing his audio. So Blair is on the line right now.
Screw it. I'll go with the shitty one.
You sound great, my man. You sound great.
It's okay. It's okay. Don't worry, Blair. We're not gonna judge you, man. So how are you doing?
I'm an IT guy. I'm a little embarrassed. That's all.
No, it's okay. It's okay. How are you doing?
You don't sound like a 12-year-old on Call of Duty.
That's true. That's true. Well, fuck that guy.
Actually, you sound like a very articulate 12-year-old on Call of Duty.
Very nice.
I played some kids that were very articulate on Call of Duty. Wait a minute, who still plays Call of Duty, by the way? It's all about Grand Theft Auto Online.
No, it's still about Team Fortress 2.
Really?
Team Fortress 2.
Is this a true thing?
No, it's just me. I'm just addicted.
See now this is weird. See now that we have two guys on the line, it's kind of hard for me to tell who's talking. And you're both Canadian. So Jamil, say something.
Something.
Now, Blair, say something.
Something.
See, I don't know who said that.
Yes, you did.
What? What you talking about? We're just both from the same city.
Okay, I'm confused. Who is talking?
Okay, here's what we'll have to do. I'll have to do a All right. I will talk like Scummy Rabbit. For the next section.
It's all right. I will talk like stereotypical Canadian.
No. Okay. All right. You know, Jamil, just add a little less bass to your voice.
I'll just be Scummy Rabbit. That's all I'm going to do. From here on out, for the whole interview.
But you better be sincere about it, okay, with your answers. Don't actually answer anything like Scummy would answer.
Oh, but that's the whole excuse for using the voice. You can get away with murder. I'm going to kill you, Canadian man.
He's a superhero now, huh? So, Blair, how are you, man?
Well, yourself.
I am doing fantastic. I'm doing fantastic on this, the day of the second day of the year.
Yes. So, I think that worked.
So I'm glad you were able to join us, man. It's been a long time since we last spoke. Last time we spoke was during the great
cocktails.
Yeah, the Great War of the Cocks, which was a great experience, by the way. I love you guys for doing that. You guys still do that, right?
Yeah. Don Diego rotates the guests out. I've been on four of them. Last two have had to leave early because of circumstance. So, I'll get back on there eventually. Mm-hmm.
So let's get back to this. We're about to wrap up the show soon. I don't know if Blair, if you want to do this with us. So I have a few more impressions that people wanted me to get to.
All right, rock it.
So I guess I should do that now since we're going to be wrapping up the show soon. I haven't done it.
Yeah.
People wanted me to do my Will Smith. So if I'm going to do actual celebrities, which I do actual celebrities, I need a premise. And so in order to do my Will Smith, I need one of you to ask me a question. So Blair, I'm going to choose Blair because I know his question won't be too vulgar. Blair, I want you to ask me a question and I'll answer it like Will Smith would.
Sure. Okay. All right. Think of me as jazz.
Okay.
All right. So I'm jazz. I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
Sorry. Jeff. I'll go with Jeff. All right. So, Will, when I'm behind the decks and I'm doing my thing, do you ever have sexual fantasies about me?
You know, like, Yeah. And there we go.
Done clearing your
wait. Let me jump in here for a second. So wait a minute. Your only like Will Smith impersonation is him clearing his voice and getting ready to talk?
Okay. So it is. All right. So this is the thing. So this is how I find impressions. I take one thing from someone that they do a lot. And I've seen a lot of Will Smith in interviews. I don't know if you guys have noticed it. Go back and look at some of his earlier interviews back in the 90s, the early 2000s. If you'll notice when he's sitting down being interviewed, he does that. He clears his throat a lot and he says, yeah, and more than he. It's like he's trying to get into his own voice before he speaks. He's like, Yeah, like, Jada, like, my wife, It's like he's clearing...
Open relationship.
It's like,
you know,
he's...
I've just all of a sudden that is stall technique. Like, I can't answer this honestly, so let me make a bunch of funny noises until I come up with a canned answer.
Exactly, yes, exactly.
Wow. Will Smith should have gotten into hockey instead of...
Seriously. Let's give you a bullshit answer.
Yes, he's the king of that, too. He is the king at stalling. Like, people, they call him up when they want to learn stall techniques. So this is what you need to do.
I want to see an Eddie Murphy. I want to hear it, dude.
You want to see it?
You're good. I want to hear it first.
Because I'm working on an Eddie Murphy vlog. So that's gonna be special. I got to find a mustache though. I don't know how to grow them. So
gotta get the laugh down.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to get the laugh down. You just got to get the his cadence and his pacing, his way of speaking. The laugh is kind of like an after. There are some perfectionists that are like, man, if I can't do the laugh, man, I am not doing the voice. I need to be able to do, hold on, man, you can't do that laugh. You are not doing an Eddie Murphy. Stop it, man. I don't want to hear you doing an impression of me if you can't get the laugh right. Okay? That's crazy. Just do the laugh.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Hold the phone, Akeem. So actually, here, you want to know something that I learned when I first started doing character voices, like first started really practicing character voices.
Okay? Hey.
One of the first things I was taught is that you need to know how to do the character's laugh to get their voice every time. So that whenever you do their laugh, you can just jump right in on the voice.
That's how you do impressions?
That's how I do it, dude.
No. So the way I do impressions is I find one thing that the character or the person does, and I keep practicing that until I'm able to get it, until I'm comfortable enough to start saying sentences and doing other things. Like, for example...
Okay, yeah.
The way I was able to do Fred Flintstone, I learned how to do him back in college, and I still remember this because I kept saying the same thing over and over again, and all my neighbors, they would be like, they would come by me and like they would repeat the one thing I was saying. So what I would say to start learning how to talk like Fred is I would keep saying Barney over and over again. Barney, and I kept saying that.
So then my neighbors that totally works.
Yeah, when they came out, they'd just be walking by, Barney. Hey, you guys are listening to me or something? What's going on here?
Actually, you know what's really funny? You know what's really funny about that?
What's that?
Is that is how I learned how to do Smeagol from Lord of the Rings.
You kept repeating one thing. Yeah.
I learned how to do Smeagol by saying, stupid fat hobbitses! Stupid fat hobbitses! Stupid fat hobbitses! Like, that's how I learned how to do Smeagol. Yeah.
Very good.
But you know what, Akeem? Yeah. What I'm talking about is how to create a character voice, right? So when you're creating your own character voice, if you're looking at an image of a character, by the way, this should be in one of your vlogs, just saying. Mm-hmm. When you're looking at a character that you have not made a voice for yet, the best way to get their voice is to do their laugh first. Try it out sometime.
Okay. I've never thought... See, I'm more so of the guy who I look at an image. So like for example, to do... The puppets that I have, I stare and stare at this puppet, and then I stare at images of them, and I say, would I talk like this? Hey, yeah, I'll probably talk like this. That's how I got the voice of Jasper Rabbit.
That
I
just sounds like Jasper.
Yeah, I just looked at him like he's got these lazy eyes. He looks like he has like a relaxed brain like Rocky Balboa does.
He's not the sharpest tool in the shed.
So, I just figured he probably talks a little bit like this, you know, but he's happy sometimes. And he's like, hey, babe, I don't even know if I'm like Southerner. I mean, I was made by a Canadian man, so I guess I'm part Canada. You know,
it actually sounds a lot like Cleveland's son on the Cleveland show.
Oh, my goodness. You think I sound like Cleveland or Junior? Man, you crazy.
Yeah, you do sound like my son. It's crazy.
Well done.
Like, you know, I was going to do the bear, but I was like, no, he shouldn't sound like the bear from Cleveland Show. That guy's out of work. No one's doing that voice no more. But I want to
thank you guys. We're not going anywhere for you guys that are listening to this live. Keep listening live. I'm going to do some bonus crazy stuff that is going to be bonus and crazy, and it's going to be stuff on top of that. But we got to cut it off here for the traditionalists that just want to listen to our chunks of the show as a podcast. And I want to thank all the guests that came out tonight to shine like stars. I want to thank Jamil for being an amazing, super ridiculously fantastic guest host on this show. I didn't think you were going to be this good. I thought you were going. That's why I booked so many different guests in the studio. I was like, man, this guy, he's going to suck. He's just going to sit in the corner talking about puppets like a crazy man. So I'm gonna have to, like, drown him out with people I actually communicate with in real life. I'm sorry.
What?
This is how my mind works, Jim.
Well, I'm very happy to know that you underestimated my entertainment value here.
I'm just kidding. I didn't. I just wanted to say that. I thought you were going to respond very aggressively, but you didn't.
No, thank you very much, man. You know what? It was actually an honor when you first asked me to do this. I was like, really? You think you're going to be able to get this foul-mouthed dude on the air without trying to ruin your show? Well, there we go.
Well, it's just going to be a lot of bleeps. That's all.
And but there isn't, though. That's the thing. You'll probably get like 4 in total.
Are you kidding 4. Me? Wait till you hear this. Just wait till you hear this.
I started a bottle of wine, and you can tell like where I start to get belligerent.
Belligerent. But I want to thank you, Jamil. You were awesome, man. And I would love thank to you. Have you again. Like I'm hoping to do this on a monthly basis. I'd love to have Absolutely. You pop in every now and then, if you'd be interested, of course.
Would I? Absolutely.
Let me know. And again, like I got something special planned, puppet wise, for my new show. So.
Nice.
I really, really want you involved in this, Jamil. That's why I'm trying to get you as involved in what it is that I'm doing as I possibly can with making these puppets. There's a special puppet project I have, but I had to get someone else on board, which we have another puppet maker. Her name is Tessa. She's amazing as well.
Like I said, little Easter Bunny, don't throw your eggs all in one basket. Get a couple of baskets going. Bunnies.
See, you were the first basket. I know Jamil was the first basket, but then he got a little hole in him. So then one of the eggs fell inside of the other basket, which is Tessa, which we have yet to meet her. She's amazing.
She is phenomenal, man. You showed me her work. She is so good.
She is sick. She is sick. Yeah. And she is so, she sticks too. By the way, this is also why I like her, Jamil. I'm sorry. I don't mean to kind of shoot holes in your cloud there and let the sun shine in, but,
sure thing.
She is so good at due dates or like as far as like making stuff.
Oh, really now? Are you saying this because of Bill Cosby? Is that what you're saying now? Is that what's going on? No, but no, sorry, go on.
but no, she's great at that. But you know, that's one of the things that I really admire about her. And of course her amazing puppet making. And so, yeah, but yeah, we'll talk about her some other time once we get this new. So I got two new things, but I'm not going to talk about them right now.
Honestly, dude, I am very excited to see what these other people provide for you for your Geek and Sundry blog. So if you're listening now and you see the blog that comes up with this other puppet maker stuff, just know that I am not jealous on the outside.
Did you hear this guy? Inside,
I'm crying.
He called it a blog. Did you hear him say that?
You got to put the V in there.
Yeah, but that's how we pronounce V's in Canada.
V for blog data.
That's how we say our V's. We're like, bleh. T-U-B. And that's how we do it.
I want to thank everyone that was listening live. You guys are amazing. I want to thank Jesse, of course, and of course Blair. He's always been an awesome guy.
Thanks, dude. So have you.
Love you guys. So what we're going to do next time, we'll do something next time. So stay here, guys, watching live. So for Akeem, I'm Akeem. And of course for Jamil, I do this a lot. You guys have probably never heard my podcast, but I kind of introduce myself all over again and then end it.
You're ruining the joke. Continue.
Yeah. So for Blair, I'm Akeem. For Jesse, I'm Akeem. For Geek and Sundry, I am Akeem. And even for Jamil, I'm Akeem. And for Akeem, I'm still Akeem. This episode of Rye Bread, I haven't said that in such a long time. I can't believe I'm about to say it. This episode of Rye Bread is toast. Yes, I said it. We'll see you next time, guys. Bye.
Rye Bread Radio is just a show broadcasting from Chicago. You can tune in live or subscribe. Here we go, it's the Rye Bread Radio Show.